From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. General David Petraeus is calling for unity between military and civilian efforts to support the Afghan government against the Taliban. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports on his first official statement since taking command of NATO forces in Afghanistan.
Petraeus spoke to more than 1,500 guests at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, telling Afghan and NATO officials alike that they must achieve unity of effort.
Civilian and military, Afghan and international, we are part of one team with one mission.
He said that cooperation among all sides was not optional. As if to underscore that cooperation, Petraeus appeared with U.S. Ambassador Carl Eikenberry, who assured Afghans that the U.S. commitment to the war remains strong. Petraeus' predecessor, General Stanley McChrystal, lost his job over critical remarks that he and some of his aides made about Eikenberry and other figures in the Obama administration over their handling of the war. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is facing a tragedy today. More than 200 people have been killed and at least 100 others injured after a fuel tanker overturned and exploded. Authorities say some died while trying to collect fuel from the leaking tanker, but others died when fire swept through nearby homes. Along the Gulf Coast, businesses that rely on tourists say few people are showing up this holiday weekend. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Grand Isle, Louisiana, where a traditional fireworks display has been canceled.
Each year, marina owner Dodi Vegas says her parking lot is packed with people celebrating the country's independence. But with oil reaching the shore, beaches are closed. There are even guards posted to keep visitors away. Fishing also is off limits, so most tourists canceled their plans.
We used to sell, let's say, 200 bags of, 20-pound bags of ice a day. We are maybe selling 6 to 10 bags.
Vegas says the steady stream of cleanup workers stopping by her store doesn't make up for the lost business. Other Gulf Coast shop owners worry that families who've made a tradition of going to the shore for the holiday will find new ways to celebrate and not come back next year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Republicans are criticizing what they call out-of-control federal spending. Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss says the national debt is one of the most dangerous threats confronting the country.
If you take that $13 trillion and divide it by the number of Americans, that's $42,000 for every person in this country.
Chambliss was speaking in the weekly GOP address. President Obama is acknowledging that efforts to recover from the recession are slow, a day after the Labor Department offered a weak jobs report for June. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said he's committing nearly $2 billion for new solar plants that he says will create thousands of green energy jobs. This is NPR News. A four-day manhunt for a suspect wanted for the slayings of two Tampa, Florida police officers has ended. Officials say Dante Rashawn Morris turned himself in last night. He faces two counts of murder and the deaths of the officers during a routine traffic stop early Tuesday morning. Tampa's police chief says Morris's surrender brings her department a sense of closure. Officials say Morris is a suspect in two other killings and is wanted for questioning in a third. The world's top cyclists, including Lance Armstrong, are in Rotterdam for the opening of the 97th annual Tour de France. Though, as Frank Browning reports, it could be a very wet start. Thunderstorms are forecast today across northern Europe.
Today's 5.5-mile ride through the flat streets of Rotterdam is both a prologue to the grueling 3-week ride that always includes climbs across the Pyrenees and up into the Alps, but it's also a time trial where 7-time title winner Lance Armstrong is making his final bid. Key contenders this year include Spaniard Alberto Contador, who won last year's Tour, and Swiss-born Fabian Cancellara, as well as Britain's Mark Cavendish. Armstrong has had mixed performances in California and Australia this year, but he did well in Switzerland. Armstrong has dismissed renewed claims by one of his former American teammates that he used illegal energy boosters. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Serena Williams is going for a second straight Wimbledon title and the fourth of her career today. She'll be playing Vera Zvonareva of Russia. The match is due to get underway this afternoon. The men's final tomorrow pits Rafael Nadal of Spain against Tomas Berdych of the Czech Republic. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.